and coffee hour is right around the corner. And we've got something special lined up for that today. Here it is. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Share-a-thon 2026. We are live in studio. This is like, it's a special episode.
It is. We're subjecting everyone to the lightning round because we have an hour this morning for The Coffee Hour.
The one time a year.
The one time a year that The Coffee Hour is a real hour. 60, well, it won't end up being 60 minutes, but we will fill the entire hour.
So it's an hour of getting to know Team KFUO with Lightning Round.
Yes, I'm so excited. And you and I are going to be subjected to this too for the first time.
This is true.
Little scared, honestly.
And the fun part about this is the staff really kind of is
They don't know
unaware.
It's coming.
They're like, oh, we're on today? We're on The Coffee Hour?
Yes.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. It is time for Lightning Round.
It is.
All right. In studio with us today, Mary Schmidt. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy and Sarah.
And Dan Darnall. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So you hear some of these voices on the air. You hear Harry.
Harry?
New staff. Mary doing our sharing our day sponsor announcements throughout the day. You hear those announcements from her. You hear Dan on weekday mornings introducing chapel and also music all throughout the week. Weekend quite a bit as well. Dan's got a lot of music shifts. So what you don't know is all the fun things that we get to ask these guys. They didn't even volunteer for this.
We made them do it.
We don't know either.
So we're going to do Lightning Round, which we've been doing in some other series as well. Getting to know the Council of Presidents series. But we made special categories for this one.
We did. There's a few added categories just for you guys. It's going to be fun.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Neither of them.
I guess we could alternate back and forth.
We could. Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to start?
Sure. What's your favorite color, Mary?
Green. Or a series of green, yellow, and blue. Because they're springy and they just remind me of flowers and summer is coming.
Tell me you're an artist without telling me you're an artist. Dan, what's your favorite color?
Well, from a colorblind person, the colors aren't appreciated like other people, but royal blue would be my favorite.
Okay.
There is some blue. Well, that's more cyan in here in the studio. There's some royal blue on the wall.
Yeah, the wall is royal blue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dan, favorite cuisine?
Probably breakfast items.
Oh.
So like a meat lover's omelet and then biscuits and gravy with sausage gravy.
Yeah. And then a nap afterward. All right, Mary, favorite cuisine.
Okay, so my favorite cuisine changes from year to year. But this year it has landed on some pad thai. I really like these sriracha noodles that my local pad thai has been producing. And it is spicy and I love it. Mm. And some pad thai for me.
Okay. All right. Favorite movie or TV series, depending on what you watch more and if you have a favorite of either. Mary.
Oh, this one's a hard one. I'm like going through all the movies I've ever seen. I would have to say, okay, so one of my favorite movies actually is Pride and Prejudice. The BBC version. It's about 5 hours long.
It's so good.
But it is wonderful. Oh, Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth. Oh, what a great story. I love it.
That is an excellent choice. Dan, what about you?
Well, my favorite, I guess, movies or series or both are sci-fi related.
Okay.
And I like sci-fi because it's one race, an alien race, trying to figure out the human race because most of the human race doesn't know what the human race does anyway. So it's fun and interesting. Plus, I always like to watch movies or series of places that either I've been on vacation or will be going on vacation. It relates that movie to my personal life.
Okay.
All right, Dan, favorite game? It could be board game, card game, video game. Favorite game?
Well, my wife and I just learned a new card game. It's called Swoop.
Oh.
And it's any number can play, so you don't have to have an even number. Sometimes the board games or other games, you have to have a partner or even more, but you could have five or seven people playing this. And it's, you go around the table and it's like you have to either match or go under the card that's on the table. So it's a fun way to get to know a group of people and actually have some strategy along with that.
All right, Mary, favorite game?
All right, so I actually have two. One is Scattergories. This is a great game that causes a lot of controversy in my family, pushing the borders of what is acceptable. And then eventually we have to have like a third party not associated with the game in case there's like, okay, so if my niece thinks this and my nephew thinks this, who is going to win? And half the people will split usually. And so we have to have that third party referee to be like, no, or yes, that'll pass. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun one. And then my second one is a new game called The Art Society.
Oh.
And so you have like four people and you get to basically choose your own art gallery and you fill up your art wall based on certain requirements. So you can't like put the edges of the pictures corner to corner. And then you have certain categories, like it's a landscape or it's a portrait or it's a still life. And you kind of have to organize your wall. And it's a very subjective game, but I love it.
That kind of explains the favorite color thing.
I think that's a game you and Sarah I need to play. That sounds super fun. Favorite office supply, Mary?
Highlighters.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And actually, the newest one that Jordan got me on, which are the very large Post-it notes. They're like, what are they? 3x6?
They're huge.
Oh my gosh, they are wonderful. And they are
is that
my
3 feet by 6 feet?
feels like it's all cubicle.
Dan, favorite office supply?
Well, my favorite office supply isn't necessarily the one that I like using, but I like in a group that uses it, the scented markers. Because after you break open that pack, everybody ends up with dots on their nose, and it makes
me
chuckle.
That's hilarious.
We are crunched for time in
our
lightning round.
Yeah, we're going to skip some.
Okay. Favorite vacation destination, whether you've been there or not. Dan?
Well, my favorite's probably the one that's coming up. We're going to Ireland and Scotland here in about 2 weeks.
Ooh. All right.
Mary?
I would say Hawaii. I loved Hawaii. It was very nice. But also, a close runner-up was Death Valley. That was real fun. Very different. Very different places, but very unique.
Yeah? One more?
Sure. We got
all
it.
All right. Favorite time of day, Mary?
Oh, this is hard. This is very hard. I'm going to say about 5 o'clock because that's when I get to go home and to my puppies. And they are just full of unconditional love and I get recharged. And after having a good day, I come home and have an even greater day because I get to hug my babies.
Dan?
Well, that's changed over the years. I used to be an evening person because I didn't like mornings.
Yeah.
But after kids and going to work and everything, morning is my favorite time because you get up, everything is still real quiet and the weather's still kind of cool and you can ponder on what the day will bring.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Then he comes into work and sees the list of emails of things to do.
And then I yearn for another morning.
Mary, Dan, thank you so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour, for being subject to the lightning round. It's a lot of fun to get to know a little bit more about you. Let the listener learn more about you as well. These are the folks that you hear every day or working behind the scenes here at KFUO. We have more of the staff to share with you in just a moment. We have a little share-a-thon announcement coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Seth. How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit cSP.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Share-a-thon, and we are also doing something fun with our full hour-long edition of the Coffee Hour today. That's right, lightning round with the KFUO staff. They did not know that they were being subject to this.
That's true.
So in studio with us now, we have Jordan Harms. Good morning, Jordan.
Hello, good morning.
Jordan's been in studio like all morning, like setting up cameras.
Just lurking.
And, yeah.
If you want to see what's happening in studio, you can actually see from an awkward angle. It's kind of like the back of my head, but go to youtube.com/KFUO radio. You can see what's happening in studio. Next to Jordan, we have Aubrey Blanke here. Aubrey, sometimes in the afternoons or various hours here on KFUO. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
And Sarah also gets to be a guest during this segment. Don't worry. I get to be a guest next segment.
Yeah. Okay. Equal opportunity around here.
All right. So I'm going to ask rapid fire questions about your favorite things. And rapid fire, you don't have to explain them all. If you want to share a little bit about it, you can. But all right, favorite color, Jordan?
Red.
All right. That tracks. Aubrey?
Probably purple, but particularly lavender.
Sarah?
I have a lot of favorite colors.
I know you do. A palette.
A palette of favorite colors, depending on what I'm doing. However, like a raspberry pinkish purple, actually the color I'm wearing, is my favorite color.
Another reason to go to YouTube, see what color she's wearing, everyone.
Or just look at the KFUO branded stuff and you'll see.
Look at my water bottle.
No,
these are all my favorite colors.
That's right. YouTube.com/KFUO radio. You can see what's going on in studio. Okay, Aubrey, favorite cuisine?
Oh, I love Mediterranean cuisine.
I'm with you. Favorite? Yes. What's your favorite dish like in all of it, yes, but.
Oh, that's hard. I don't know.
Like a good hummus or a good falafel.
Falafel.
I love falafels.
Tabbouleh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All those. Euros.
All of it.
She's
of
just
it.
Nodding.
Yes.
Food. All right. Jordan, favorite cuisine?
Probably almost anything Italian. So all of it.
All right. Very good. Have you seen the movie Nona's yet? You need to see that.
You told me that last time I did one of these.
All right, Sarah, favorite cuisine?
I can't eat it anymore because of, you know, things. However, Detroit-style pizza, particularly Detroit-style Hawaiian pizza. I am a pineapple on pizza person.
Like pan pizza, the deep pan
What makes
pizza?
It Detroit-style, yeah.
It's how it's baked, how it's cooked. It's in these rectangular, very deep pans. There's a whole history behind it. I did a ladies' lunch episode on it.
It's good stuff.
All right.
It's so good.
Favorite movie or TV series, Sarah?
All Creatures Great and Small. Hands down. I will rewatch that. Forever and ever.
All right.
It's delightful.
Aubrey, favorite movie or TV series?
I actually also love All Creatures Great and Small. It's awesome.
Does this have something to do with the proximity of your cubicles to each other?
Maybe. This is how we get along.
Are you just watching this in the afternoon?
I mean, maybe.
Jordan. We actually have a lot of favorite things, I think.
We do.
All right,
Jordan. Well, you're not going to believe this. Mine is also something else. Lord of the Rings, for sure.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes.
Unchanged answer from last time.
Yeah, it's
favorite, fair. Favorite game? It could be a board game, a video game. card game, favorite game.
Me?
Yes. Jordan.
I do play video games, but I won't bore everyone with that.
A more recent
kind of out there board game is called Captain Sonar, where it's two teams versus each other with submarines, and you have to take down the other person's submarine. And I'm an extrovert, so it's a lot of like shouting commands across the table at each other. Everybody's playing
tracks.
At the same time kind of thing, but... Mm-hmm. It's a great way to bond over rivalry. Check it out. I would highly recommend it.
Aubrey, favorite game?
I would say, being a Jane Austen fan, I love a game called the Jane Austen game.
All right.
That's amazing.
I have to get that.
I've never actually played it all the way through. But what I have played, I love. It's a very, very long game.
That makes sense.
Sarah.
I have two. One, my favorite board game is Parcheesi. There's a lot of drama because my family, or at least I am extremely competitive when I play this game. Parcheesi to the death, basically. Mm. It's so good. And my favorite card game is Liverpool Rummy because I typically win. It's very long.
You're from Michigan. It's not euchre.
It's not. I know. Wow. This is. If someone's going to take my Michigan card from me, I've never played euchre.
Fair enough.
I mean,
you do like deep dish pizza.
I mean, you moved out of the state, so.
Yeah, I know. Someone's got to teach me. Somebody please teach me. Uber.
Favorite office supply, Sarah.
Oh, I know this is the question I put on here, and I don't know that I actually have an answer for it.
Of course you do. What do you use in the office that you really love?
Oh, my planner. Mm-hmm. Obviously, duh, my planner. Mm-hmm. It is my lifeline. I write everything in it with colorful pens. It mm-hmm. goes with me so everywhere.
Planner and colorful pens.
Planner and colorful pens.
All right.
Yes.
Aubrey, favorite office supply?
Probably gel pens and sticky notes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was two, but
that's okay. All right.
We're allowed.
It's a bunch. It's a package.
They come together.
That's right. Jordan, favorite office supply?
Mary kind of took mine earlier, which is the giant sticky note, like
super size
loose leaf pad things.
Those things are nice.
But lately, I'm going to say my humidifier.
That's
probably accurate.
Favorite workday lunch, Jordan?
Ooh, let's go sushi. Just because we did that recently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey, favorite workday lunch?
Oh, man. I love Trader Joe's lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much anything from there.
Yeah. All right. Sarah, favorite workday lunch?
Salmon soup.
Salmon soup. What's in the salmon soup besides salmon?
Salmon. Carrots, green beans, cabbage, butternut squash.
All right,
it's
Sarah,
delicious.
The next question is, this is one you added to the list.
I did. I have an answer.
Favorite animal?
Narwhals, hands down, 100%.
Narwhal.
All day. Narwhals.
Aubrey?
Is that because of Elf?
Yes. It's only because of Elf.
I might say koalas.
Uh-huh. Nice. Uh-huh. Jordan, do you have a favorite animal?
Probably some kind of reptile. Like a Komodo dragon or a python or something.
This
I don't
also
know.
Tracks.
Yeah. Right. Next question. Favorite dessert? I'll start with Jordan, who does not have an answer to this one.
Seconds.
Seconds. Aubrey?
I think I said this the last time I was interviewed on this.
Consistency.
Strawberry rhubarb crisp.
Mm. I do remember that answer.
Yep.
All right. Sarah?
Pumpkin ice cream.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So good.
I was going to assume the cookies, the thumbprint cookies.
I mean, that's because it's the only thing I ever eat yes, anymore. But if I could eat anything again.
Sarah, do you have a favorite team building activity?
Axe throwing.
Aubrey?
Good choice.
Axe throwing is fun. Uh-huh.
The lightning round on the coffee hour.
Oh, okay.
All right. Favorite vacation destination?
Jordan. Oh, that is tough.
Whether you've been there or not.
For me.
You've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
Probably, not for vacation, though.
That's true.
For work.
It was mostly vacation scouting. Anywhere really mountainous, but because my wife's probably listening, I'll say Yellowstone.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Aubrey?
I'm going to say one that I have not been to yet, but that is on my bucket list. It would be to travel England.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Do like a tour of the UK.
Okay.
Nice. Sarah?
No, UK.
Oh, sorry. UK. This is challenging. However, large bodies of water, which include the Pacific Ocean, Southern California, the Atlantic Ocean, Long Beach Island, New Jersey, and Lake Michigan along M22, because I will go to Michigan any day of the week.
All right, next one, Aubrey, non-work activity or hobby?
Oh, man.
Isn't that also a vacation?
Books? Reading?
Yeah. Yes. Hanging out with family.
Okay.
Just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah?
School.
Being a perpetual student.
Not what you do all the time.
Student.
What's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite. Probably singing in choirs.
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
Jordan?
Definitely playing with my little children.
Aw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are adorable.
And mm-hmm. they are little. Well,
sort of.
Most of them.
I mean, relatively, they're little.
One of them's growing very fast.
All of them are.
Favorite time of day, Jordan?
Oh, that's changed also for me. Definitely used to be morning, but now it's probably coming home and doing like bedtimes with said little children and then having time after they're asleep in the evening, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
To watch Lord of the Rings, of course.
Of course.
Aubrey, favorite time of day?
So I am definitely a night owl, but I actually love the mornings. I just find it hard to get up.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yep.
Sarah?
Yeah, I am a reluctant morning person because I fall asleep far too early in the evening to be a night owl. I really do love the morning, though, like the whole sunrise, mm-hmm. especially when it's like the middle of the summer. It's like already hot at 8 a.m. I kind of enjoy that in a weird way.
Is this more of a, I like the idea of morning?
I like mornings when I've gone to bed early enough and I can get up and like sit on the couch and drink coffee and read at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's a good morning. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always happen.
I hear you. Oh, we are going to learn more about the rest of the staff with Lightning Round. We're going to get to hear more about their favorites in just a moment here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Showing support for KFUO is now easier than ever. You can sport a KFUO shirt, swag, or even socks by visiting our online store. Go to KFUO.org/store and order high-quality KFUO-branded merch. You no longer need to wait for our annual share-a-thon for a chance to show your KFUO spirit. Visually share and wear this ministry out in the world by checking out our selection. Every purchase helps to support our proclamation of Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. Go to KFUO.org/store.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Share-a-thon 2026. It is Lightning Round.
It is Lightning Round.
And we are having a blast getting to know the staff, giving you an opportunity to learn all about our favorite things. And so we have in studio, well, I'll let Sarah do the introductions because...
Yeah, it's your turn to be grilled. We have Sarah Shibley with us. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hello.
It's Sarah next to Sarah. And also the Reverend Doug Gribenaugh.
Ooh, I even get an article on my name.
Yeah,
I like
you do.
It. The Reverend.
And Andy Bates. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I intentionally did not schedule Sarah Golseth and Sarah Shibley as guests in the same segment.
Oh, that would have been very confusing.
It was, yes.
People already confuse us as the same person. But I have an H and you don't, so.
I refer to you as the cooler, Sarah.
I appreciate that. All right. You guys ready to be grilled with your favorite things?
Well, as long as you like grilled cheese.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, hold your answers. So you can explain, you can add a small amount of explanation, but this is a lightning round, so we're going to go quickly. Boom. All right. Favorite color, Sarah?
Oh, I like purple a lot. It's a nice color.
Okay. Doug?
Red. All the day.
Andy?
I'm going to be a little concerned about the red if one more person in that same office area is the same color.
That's true.
My favorite is green, which complements red nicely.
Oh, very nice.
That's my son Leo's favorite color.
Okay. Favorite cuisine, Andy, and all of it doesn't count.
Food is my favorite cuisine. I would say mostly homemade things. The things that my wife likes to make are the things that I enjoy the most. Particularly, I like Friday night homemade pizza.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good choice. Doug, favorite food?
All right. Cream of wheat. My mom would make that for me. Actually, she'd make the cream of wheat for our neighbor to the north, and I would get to eat the leftovers out of the pan. And then when I was at boot camp, I did not realize that people outside of Colorado called it hot farina. So I went through...
What is hot farina?
It's cream of wheat.
I didn't know that.
I know, yeah. Right? So I'm at boot camp where you're kind of miserable and depressed. It was really good for me, but I was like, oh. And so you can't talk when you're a newbie at boot camp. So I went through, assuming that was grits, and I'm like, these weirdos up in Chicago eat grits for breakfast. I'm like, so I passed it by until like literally the last day when you're allowed to talk because you've passed through your quals and you're finally a sailor, right? And so I was like, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's hot farina. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, cream of wheat. And I was like, you mean I could have had cream of wheat for like the whole time I'm here?
Yes.
And I was so sad and also so happy because I had cream of wheat.
Congratulations.
Here you go. Short story, right?
I mean, Sarah.
My sister also loves cream of wheat, but yes. I'm a soup fan. I just, I love soup. It's a very fun medium for food.
So yes. Soup Social must be like your happiest day here at work then.
Yes.
When we have that.
Yes. I have a soup tureen shaped like a chicken. I use it only for chicken soup.
It's perfect.
It's a good time.
Yeah. All right. Favorite movie or TV series, Doug?
Okay. Do we even need to answer this question? Okay. So Star Trek, obviously. And I know most people don't like it. Star Trek V. The search for God, right? I mean, it's like it was a perfect movie for me, right? And it was directed by William Shatner, who plays Captain Kirk, my hero. There you go.
Andy.
This actually is my wife's favorite movie, but I really love it a lot too. And it's become a favorite and it's on all the time in our house. Christmas with the Cranks.
Excellent. Sarah?
Probably like The Mummy or like Atlantis, kind of that historic action.
Brendan Fraser, that's what it is, isn't it? I know.
Yeah.
They're all just stellar.
It is a good movie.
Favorite game? This could be a board game, card game, video game. You choose, Sarah.
Oh, well, I'll go for a video game. I like that Breath of the Wild, the Zelda on the Switch. Very nice.
Okay. Doug?
It's a toss-up between the Fallout series, because I used to play it with my brother on the Macintosh way back in the day, or the Uncharted series on PlayStation, because everybody wants to pretend to be... Who's the archaeologist?
None of us
Indiana
know.
Jones. That's what I think. Everybody wants to be Indiana Jones. And so that game is as close as I could ever become.
Yeah. Okay. Also good movies.
Andy.
Clue, the board game.
Oh, this is also not surprising. Mm-hmm. Favorite office supply, Andy.
Pilot G2 gel pen.
Thank you for specifying. I was going to ask. Sarah.
Well, I would say that, but also post-it notes because... Mm. I need them a lot.
Your cubicle is covered in post-it notes.
It's very colorful.
It is. Doug?
Coffee mug.
Yes. All right. Favorite workday lunch? Doug?
Right now, I'm on a ramen kick because of K-pop Demon Hunters. And Sam, my youngest, really loved it. So, and I like ramen. Ramen's good.
Okay. Okay. Sarah?
Oh, probably soup or Panda Express soup. On Thursdays.
Soup.
Got like a little crock pot, one bowl of soup.
Chicken noodle. Yeah,
it's like a little mini crock pot, like a travel one.
It's very cute.
Yes.
Yeah, I make the noodles here. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Andy, favorite workday lunch?
Cold smoked salmon.
Wow.
He's just fancy.
Very, very sure of this answer. Favorite animal, because I personally just really want to know what everyone's favorite animal is. Andy thinks this is hilarious. Andy, what is your favorite animal?
Oh, I have a dog. I really love our dog. She's adorable. Also obnoxious, but adorable at the same time. Yes.
Doug?
Kitty cats.
Yep.
I've been to cat shows. I it's awesome.
I actually want to go to one.
We should go.
But anyway, Sarah.
My favorite are nudibranchs. They're like a sea snail that lives in like the Mediterranean, and they can eat sea urchins, and they transfer that poison into their own body. So then they're, you know, they're armed, dangerous, and super pretty.
Yeah. You also are the owner of our office fish.
I am. And yes. I have chickens at home, too.
Yeah.
We like animals.
Yes. This is why I asked this question. We love animals around here. Favorite dessert, Sarah?
Can you come back to me?
I need Doug.
To cherry pie, key lime pie.
Pie.
But no,
pie.
I think key lime pie.
Mm.
My dad makes it one. Oh, it's so bitter and so sweet. So good.
Yeah.
Ian also makes a really good key lime pie.
Ian does.
And his tiramisu.
Mm-hmm. Andy.
Chocolate. Or chocolate. Now, I have to go dairy-free, but really good chocolate cake with like good chocolate frosting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Can't go wrong.
Sarah.
Okay. I will say brownies. We have a brownie recipe we've been making since I've had teeth. Very good.
You don't even need teeth for brownies.
Right? You don't. You just kind of smash them. Favorite team building activity, Sarah?
Well, like, you know, they have the balloons with the word on it and you have to run around finding each other.
Okay, yeah.
It's fun.
All right. Doug?
Coffee drinking. No, I'm kidding. Although a bad dad joke off, that has been known to happen around here in the bullpen, which is where Jordan and Ian and I hang out.
So. All the guys sit together in the same cubicle.
And we tell bad jokes to each other.
Yes.
Dad jokes.
I hear them. They're funny. I'm behind you guys.
Good job.
Andy?
I did this professionally for a career for a while.
Pick one.
But I think for our team, literally just team walks, just going on a team walk together.
That's true.
We do my do favorite, those.
Yeah. Tower tours.
Yeah. Oh, our tower tour was very, cool. We all piled into a van together and toured the
field
towers.
Field trips.
That was a field trip.
Field trip.
I'll change my answer to field trips.
Field trips are fun. Favorite vacation destination, Andy?
I would love to do an Amtrak across the country or at least the Northeast, like Maine, Vermont, that area.
Yeah.
But across the whole country would be fun. Take the train.
Yeah. Doug?
Las Vegas, Nevada. I proposed to Holly there at the Venetian on a gondola ride. And then, a year later, we got married at the Venetian in Las Vegas. And where do you think we went for our anniversaries and, oh, that's right, honeymoon?
Las Vegas. All right. Sarah.
There's a place in Arkansas. I think it's like a part of a national park, but it's the only operable diamond mine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can just go dig in the dirt.
Yeah.
It sounds great. That or like the beach.
Those are wildly one different of those. Destinations.
A mine or the beach.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Favorite non-work activity or hobby, Doug?
Not to sound cheesy, but hanging out with my boys, which is, you know, playing with cars or going for walks or, playing with toys with my kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a very fair answer. Yeah. Sarah?
Either archery or sewing.
Ooh, very good.
My gardening. Yeah. Like planting a garden, growing vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Favorite time of day, Doug?
Not morning. No, I'm a night person. I like the twilight and the hours and the moon and
Okay.
Nighttime.
Sarah?
I was also going to say twilight, and I sound like a copycat, but I like it. You know, sunset, moon's a little out, fireflies, good times.
All right. Andy?
Morning.
Yeah.
Morning. A couple of times in the morning. Like, one, when I'm quiet by myself for a little bit. Also, my wife and I have been able to have chats in the morning, which is nice too. So I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we have one more round of lightning round.
We do.
With the KFUO staff. So we're going to roll into that in just a moment. Thank you, Pastor Doug. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us. And thank you, Andy.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for joining us as our guest today, Andy.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour during Share-a-thon. We have more guests in just a moment and some Share-a-thon announcements.
Hello friends, I'm Pastor Phil Boo, host of Thy Strong Word. Each weekday morning at 11 a.m., join me and a guest pastor as we explore God's Word, which strengthens our faith and guides our lives. You can listen over the air, online at kfuo.org, or through your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Thy Strong Word, only from KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Share-a-thon 2026, and it is the full hour-long edition of the Coffee Hour. It's the one time of year. That we get to do a full hour of the Coffee Hour. And today we are doing lightning round with the KFUO staff. Unbeknownst to them, they get roped into the studio to share about their favorite things. We're asking rapid-fire questions about your favorite things today. And in studio with us today, we have Ian Berger. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Also, Callia Nutt. Good morning, Callia.
Hi.
So you hear these folks on weekends and throughout the week. Also, our executive director, Gary Duncan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning and being in studio, subject to lightning round, whether you volunteered or not.
Yeah, I didn't.
I texted Gary yesterday. I was like, you're a guest on the Coffee Hour.
And he's like, what?
he's like, sure. Sounds fun. All right.
I said, why not?
Why not? So lightning round today. Are you guys ready? Rapid fire questions about your favorite things.
No.
All right. Gary, favorite color?
Blue.
All right. Ian?
I like a light blue, like light a teal.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Callia?
Black.
Black? All right.
Fair enough. All right. Favorite cuisine, Ian?
Biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
Man from the South there.
It's the second time that's come up this morning.
Uh-huh.
Callia, favorite cuisine?
I was going to say breakfast food.
Yes.
This is a theme. Okay, so we need to have a breakfast food day.
We do, apparently. Y'all like breakfast. Gary, favorite cuisine?
Chinese food.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
What's your favorite Chinese dish?
Hot braised chicken, ooh, boneless. Mm. And it depends where you get it from, because they're different at every place.
Yeah.
There's a neat little place here in Fenton that has the best.
Mm. All right. Favorite movie or TV series, Kalia?
I like the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
I love the soundtracks for those.
I'm a diehard fan.
Ian, favorite movie or TV series?
I really like Breaking Bad.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Gary?
You know, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I've watched more episodes than anything else. Bluey.
That's amazing.
Jordan can chime in on that. He's watched some Bluey as well.
With the grandkids, it's on all the time.
That's amazing.
It was Daniel the Tiger for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I watched several episodes of that.
Favorite game. This could be a board game, card game, video game. You choose. Gary?
You know, I don't play very many games. But I'll go back to my childhood.
You have grandkids.
The favorite game was Sorry.
Ah,
sorry. Okay. We had Monopoly and we had Sorry, and I always liked the Sorry better than the Monopoly growing up.
Monopoly's cutthroat. Ian, favorite game?
I like Settlers of Catan.
Oh.
Even though I've only played it a few times.
It is fun. Kalia?
I like Blokus because I'm undefeated.
I don't think I know that game. What is it?
Blokus. It's a strategy game.
Oh, that's why you're undefeated.
Yeah.
Last time I played video games was when Missile Command was out, and I used to play that all the time.
I was
pretty good at Missile Command. You had three cities, and these missiles came down. You had to protect them. Going back to the 1980s on that one.
I was around in the 1980s.
Barely around.
Video games were fairly new then, too.
Favorite office supply. Gary.
I heard you ask this a minute ago to somebody else, so I thought about this question. A staple.
A staple.
A staple, because it gives you power. You can take things and join them together. And I have an electric stapler. I don't know if you guys hear it. It sounds like, kind of like cocking a gun. So if you ever hear that coming from my office,
it's just a stapler.
It's my powerful stapler, but staples, because you can join things together.
Kalia, favorite office supply?
I said this in my last coffee hour interview.
Oh, that's right.
Pad of paper and a pen.
Yes. That's right. This is not her first lightning round, by the way.
And that wasn't that long ago either.
Ian, favorite office supply?
I really like Post-it notes. Mm-hmm. I put them all over my monitor.
Uh-huh. Very good. Favorite workday lunch? Ian?
Chicken tenders from the cafeteria.
Kalia?
I just have leftovers, or if I forget, I'll have the chicken tenders too.
Gary?
They make a really good chicken wing in there too.
All
right. So we're chicken, I guess.
Rave reviews for our cafeteria chicken. This is good.
All right. Kalia, favorite animal?
I don't really have one. I like cats and horses. And when I was a kid, my favorite was a dolphin. But right now... I don't know. I can't really choose.
That's fair.
Gary, do you have a favorite animal?
Not really. Cat or dog for pets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my granddaughter has snakes. I'm not so...
That's a keen on
that's
that.
That's awesome.
So keen on cakes, on snakes.
But,
Ian, the elephant amazes me, too.
Favorite animal, Ian?
Definitely ravens.
Oh.
They're very cool.
Okay. Right. I like it. Favorite dessert? Gary.
Chocolate pie with whipped cream on top.
Ooh.
I think Andy said he was
a chocolate
guy too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kalia?
I don't have one, so I guess a fancy sweet coffee.
That counts. Counts in my book. Ian?
Tiramisu.
Your tiramisu?
All tiramisu.
If no one's picked up on this, Ian is like the expert dessert maker on our staff.
Yes.
I mean, we have a couple of great dessert makers, but... Ian makes the fancy desserts.
Yes, he definitely does.
Key lime pie and tiramisu.
That's because I like to eat them.
I mean, yes.
Yes. We have a couple of bakers and dessert makers on staff.
We do,
yeah. All right. Okay, so we did dessert. Favorite team building activity? All right. What do you like to do to build up or to grow as a team? Gary?
Just communicate. Just talk.
Just talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Favorite team building activity, Kalia?
I like the coffee walks.
Yes. Those are fun.
Ian?
Share-a-thon.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, that's true. We're all in the studio for 3 days.
Three days together. That is team building. Favorite vacation destination, somewhere you've been or somewhere you would like to go, Ian?
My parents have this little shack on the river. I really like to go there and just watch the water.
Nice. Kalia?
We went to Jacksonville, Florida recently, and that was really fun.
Okay. Gary?
Shack on the river.
That's a good answer.
Can I have a weekend there? That sounds like a nice time because you'd be away from everything. Nice. I still want to go to Nashville. Mm. And it's a weekend trip for me, really. Mm-hmm. It's not that far. So I guess for all of us, it's only a few hours.
Yeah, it's not far.
So,
favorite non-work activity or hobby? What do you enjoy to do maybe to relax or when you're not working, Gary?
Photography.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see some of Gary's photos from time to time on the KFUO website or the Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our field trip.
Yeah, our field trip.
Lots of fun photos.
That was fun.
Kalia?
I'm an artist, so sewing, painting, or drawing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Okay. Ian?
I like sketching and hiking.
So we have all artists in the studio today.
Yeah.
Do you ever go hiking to go sketching?
Not yet, but someday.
Uh-huh.
That does sound fun. Mm-hmm. I would do that. All right. Last one. Favorite time of day, Kalia?
I also answered this in the last lightning round. Oddly, around like 9 to 10 a.m. because I've had my coffee at that point. Mm-hmm.
This is fair. Ian?
I think right before sunrise when like the sky has that like blue tinge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The gloom.
The gloom?
That's what it's called.
Okay.
Really? Yes. I think it's more peaceful than gloomy.
Gary, favorite time of day?
It's not sunrise. I was going to say, what's sunrise? I actually like the evening when everything's settled down. And in my house, everybody's off to bed after about 9 or 10 o'clock, and then I'm up till like 1.
It's nice and quiet.
And it's nice and quiet, and I could accomplish things that I want to do.
Yeah.
Or watch something I want to watch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like, for some reason, my house doesn't like the singing shows, which I do. So that's my time to watch like The Voice or American Idol or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
enjoy some music, some artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a house full of love. Lots of grandkids.
Grandkids and some great grandkids as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Bluey was kind of the giveaway there.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, my family, Duncan's from Scotland, so I'm watching Bluey now to try to pick up on that Scottish accent.
Have you gotten to the episode? I hear there's a real tearjerker episode in one of them.
Like, I haven't seen that one yet.
There's a bunch. Oh, Jordan says there's a bunch. Okay, so beware. Be prepared. Okay. They're only like 5 minutes long, though, right? Sarah, have you seen an episode of Bluey yet?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I'm missing out, apparently.
So we've learned a lot about the staff today.
We have.
What are some things that you've learned about Team KFUO today, Sarah?
We need to have a breakfast food day. Mm-hmm. We need to go to a zoo.
Okay.
And look at all the animals.
Field trips are
and field a trips are a favorite. Mm-hmm. So I think a field trip to a zoo with some breakfast food sounds like a really great day for us.
And coffee.
And coffee, coffee, you're right.
You know, I heard the answer is cream of wheat. I think Doug said that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We need that, even though I didn't say that as my favorite food, we need that at breakfast day.
Okay.
Because every time I eat cream of wheat, I think of my grandma.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's more of a feeling than an eating thing. But I like cream of wheat, and my grandkids think of me because they love it when I make cream of wheat because I make it really, really thick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the best.
And then you add milk
it.
And a little dab of butter. Now, here's the question. Do you like salt or pepper like some people do and make it kind of like grits or sugar? Now, I like sugar. Oh, so
I don't think I've ever put sugar in my cream of wheat.
Yeah, I put a little bit of sugar in
it. A little maple syrup with a pinch of salt.
That. Mm-mm. Yeah. But I do. I also love cream of wheat.
You got to have toast with it, too.
All right. So we have our soup social and our pie day every year. It sounds like we need a breakfast day.
We
as
need
well,
a breakfast day.
Which we could actually do on the coffee hour.
Because that would
that's be during breakfast time. I am a little sad. No one said their favorite time of day was 9 a.m.
I know. Well, that's true. I probably should.
Coffee hour.
Neither of us said it either.
But
it's the coffee hour time.
We have a guest in the other series.
I said 9 to 10.
That's true. You did. You
After she's had her coffee, she's enjoying the coffee hour. That's right.
Exactly.
See,
I love it.
The real supporter here is KFUO. It's Kalia. KFUO Kalia. KFUO Kalia. That's what we should call her.
There we go. Yeah.
The KFUO intern Kalia. We have more Share-a-thon announcements to share. We have some thank yous and an update as well to share in just a moment. Hopefully Mary can join us in studio for some updates and some thank yous as well. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Kalia. Thank you, Gary, for being our guest during the coffee hour during Share-a-thon.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Bumping the mic and everything.
All right. So tomorrow we have on the Coffee Hour, we have Dr. Bernard Bull.
Oh, yes.
With some insights on AI in writing,
yes.
Right? And creating content in the age of AI. What's it like? Mm-hmm. What does it mean for us as Christians? And what does that mean for him in creating content and meaningful content in the age of AI? Looking forward to that. And then we also get to check in with our friends from Friends for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Bonick for Set Apart to Serve as well, all on the Coffee Hour. Full hour episode tomorrow.
Yes,
on
again.
KFUO Share-a-thon. All right, KFUO Share-a-thon update coming up in just a moment. Thanks for joining us for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.